There were many times over the course of 30 years when Dr. Rudolf Schleich, a history professor at King's College in Wilkes-Barre, would pay a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about the Nutcracker Ballet and all the history behind the story. He'd tell us about German family traditions at holiday time, setting the stage for what we would see in the annual production at Wilkes University under the artistic direction of Kristen Degnan-Boonen, who established the Degnan Ballet Center with her late husband, Peter Degnan. Dr. Schleich was a board member of Ballet Northeast and Kristen's loving and supportive father, who for three decades or more took the role of the grandfather in the party scene and performed the delightful Grandfather's Dance. We're told it is a folk-inspired piece that serves to ground the story at the start in the solid, some may say, stolid family traditions of the Stahlbaum household. Grandpa, Grandma, Mr. and Mrs. Stahlbaum, they are the mother and father, the children, especially brother and sister, Fritz and Clara, many generations gathering in the party scene to mark the holiday, giving us roots, in a sense, before we are transported to magic lands and magic scenes where Clara herself comes of age. In 1981, the Degnans added dance to Wilkes University's programs, and now the Ballet Center at the Wilkes University Conservatory continues the decades-long tradition of presenting Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Ballet at the Dorothy Dixon Darts Center for the Performing Arts, and the performances will be held this weekend. And the family ties continue to enrich the story the dancers are telling. 14-year-old Ava Smith is Clara, and her 11-year-old sister, Charlotte Smith, is Fritz. Their grandmother, who is a lifelong lover of ballet, a dancer herself for a time, will be in the audience to celebrate their talents, while their father, respected photographer Jamie Smith, will no doubt be capturing candid images for the company archives. And as a tribute to all who are taking part, Ava and Charlotte were headed for a five-hour rehearsal, but they were pleased to take time to stop in at the WVIA studios with their father to talk about the experience of dancing in the Nutcracker, especially as sisters. Ava begins.
I started ballet when I was 3 or 4, and it was kind of hard during COVID, but I don't know, I just think I came to really like it more because of the people who I was dancing with in my class and my teachers, and it's just kind of fun to move very freely.
Have I seen either of you in your dad's photos doing sports? Do either of you do sports?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I used to do basketball, but not anymore. I still run.
And how about you?
I do cross country.
Do those things that you do, running, cross-country, do they complement the ballet dancing that you do? Do you feel like they're totally different?
I mean, for stamina, I think running helps, but it's actually pretty bad for dancing because running kind of tightens your muscles. So you just kind of have to stretch, but we stretch, so it's okay.
You are sisters, so do you work together at home when you're not in the ballet studio?
A little, sometimes.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Have you done Nutcracker before? This isn't your first, is it?
It's not our first. We've been doing it
since
we were very little.
What was your role in the first one?
I was a little boy in party scene, and I remember I really wanted to be Fritz, and now I am.
How do you react when you see this strange uncle come in, and he is going to present the Nutcracker? What do you think when you're on the stage?
I'm very surprised, and I have to do like a lot of facial expressions.
And what do you wear?
I wear a vest, and then it's called like a chiffon. It's like a fancy thing that people in the Victorian era wore. And then I wear pants.
And do you do any dancing in that scene?
Not really. I like hang around the parents, and we do a little bit of dancing.
What are you this year?
I'm Clara, so I'm the lead girl.
Did you feel that you grew into the role having watched it and been in other productions? Did you finally say, I'm ready?
I mean, it definitely took me a while to feel like it was so crazy when I first got it. I didn't really think I had it. It was super hard to process, but eventually I think I got it, and now I think I understand the role a little bit better, but definitely seeing it a lot helped.
We often hear of the story as Clara coming of age. She's growing up in the course of the story. Do you have that sense that you're a young, innocent Clara and you see the nutcracker break and your heart is broken and then you go into the dreamland? How do you develop that?
I mean, it's all over a course of time, but I just kind of have to think in terms of scenes and what's going on around me. Like, I think a big part of how I develop my character is how I react to kind of what's happening around me.
Do you two interact as brother and sister? Is the party scene a playful scene for you two, brother and sister, Clara and Fritz?
Yes. Yeah, yes. we definitely fight a little.
I'm the naughty one.
Well, I know what Fritz is wearing, but what are you wearing, or do you change?
Well, I change from party scene to the rest of the ballet. In party scene, I'm in a white gown, and it has some purple and lace all around. And I have a bow. I have a bow in my hair for both parts. Both costumes have a bow. I guess that's a big thing. And for the rest of the show, I just have a plain white gown with some light baby blue and a blue bow in my hair. Yeah.
When you go off into dreamland, are your movements choreographed to be different, where you don't maybe move as fast? Are you noticeably moving differently?
I mean, it's definitely a little bit more technical dancing-wise. It's a little bit less acting because in the party, there's a lot going on, a lot of events, but in the rest of it, I'm kind of just dancing with my nutcracker and watching everything. And the whole time, I'm just supposed to be like surprised and amazed.
And what do you do while the snow is falling? Are you off stage?
Yeah, but I do come in during Claire and the Prince visit the Land of the Sweets, and I'm in that. There's like Arabian, Chinese, and Spanish, and they each represent different things. So I think like Spanish is hot chocolate.
Is there Mother Ginger in this one?
Yeah.
And do people come out from under her skirt?
Yeah.
Often companies bring in guest dancers for that wonderful Sugar Plum Fairy and her prince.
We have a guest for Sugar Plum. Her name is Kelly. She is a professional dancer. She's very good.
She's coming in from New York, but she's been in the ballet before.
Yeah.
Here, and I think this is your first year working with a partner, you.
Yeah.
How do you get used to that? What's it like then to be partnered?
I mean, it's definitely completely different from normal dancing. I mean, there's just certain moves where either you have to modify it or your partner embellishes it, at least for the girl role. I think that, well, this is kind of just a rule of ballet. The girls, they're dancing and the man is just kind of there to make her look better. But we definitely had a lot of practice to get better at it.
Are there lifts?
Oh, yes.
In order to have the lift work, you have to be what?
I mean, for a shoulder sit, I have to jump pretty hard. And once I'm up on his shoulder, I have to try to hold my core and tuck my legs. So, but other than that, I'm kind of just sitting up there.
Tell us about the Ballet Center teachers. Whom are you working with? Who did the choreography?
We have a couple of teachers. We have Miss Adrian, Miss Sarah, Miss Carla, and Miss Allison. So we have four.
This is the first Nutcracker that Kristen has been officially retired, but all of the instructors either worked with Kristen, and some of them actually took dance decades ago with her. So it's influenced, but this is the first year that they're all kind of taking on different parts of the ballet and doing the choreography as a group.
And Kristen's father used to come in, and he was quite a proper gentleman, and he would be telling the story of the family situation in Germany, the grandfather's dance, and why certain things would be written the way they are in terms of the story, and he would be the grandpapa. He's no longer with us, but he was a guest here many years ago, so the traditions do continue.
It's definitely a community effort. There's some parents that are in the party scene. Gabby's mother does the seamstress, a lot of the costumes backstage, they're feverishly getting everybody fitted, and last minute buttons and things have to be reattached and sewn on, and their shoes all have to be sewn. And parents are volunteering as ushers, and so backstage and making sure the younger mice and everybody are in their costume and on the side and ready to come in. And so it's pretty impressive production to see that many moving parts.
Is this something that you really look forward to? It's a lot of work people don't understand, I'm sure. You're talking about some of the things that you had to work through, like the partnering and so forth, and what you need to do to get ready. But is it something that you really look forward to? And once it's going to be over on Sunday after the last performance, will you want to do it again?
Definitely, yeah. Yes. I feel like after you do a role and you spend so much time on it, it's kind of hard to move on. Like, you still want to do it or just hear the music.
And you're, Fritzo, you want to keep going?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, will there be ballet in your future? Maybe you won't want to grow up and be a professional ballet dancer, but do you think you'll always want to dance somehow, some way, you think?
Yeah, definitely. I'm not sure. I probably won't go professional, but I at least want to do some in college or just in my future on the side, or even maybe come back. Most of my teachers used to dance at my studio when they were younger, and then they came back to help, so I would love to do that.
And you, young Fritz?
Yeah, I would do the same as her. I don't think I would grow up to be a professional, but I would really like to keep doing it.
Many of the girls Ava's age, you did it this year too, where you would go in and kind of help out or warm up, but help teach some of the younger classes as well. So you've started doing that as well.
So you've already had a taste of that.
A little bit, mostly just demonstrating, but teaching a little.
Do you love the music? Does the music help you form your character? Does it help you feel the story?
Definitely. There's definitely emotions in the music, I feel like, and moods and just energy. Like, you can tell in Arabian, it's slower, it's more elegant, and in Charlotte's Dance Chinese, it's very high energy and kind of happy.
Do you feel that, Charlotte?
Yeah, even when I'm not at the long rehearsals or practices or class, I'm still, like, listening to it at home.
There are a lot of young people who admit that they fell in love with dance because they did watch The Nutcracker, whether it be on TV or online or in a performance, and it made a difference for them because then they thought, well, I'd like to try that. Ava, you said you'd started young. Did Nutcracker have anything to do with it, or you just were drawn to the idea of dance?
I mean, a little bit, but the shows are definitely fun, and I know some people who like the shows a little bit more than class, which I understand, but it's definitely possible, like, if you're even a teenager and you want to try, just because you like the Nutcracker, there's definitely roles out there.
And Charlotte, when did you start and why?
I think I started when I was like 4 or 5, and I wanted to do it because I saw Ava out there dancing and I wanted to be just like her.
I'm sure there's some influence there, but my mother, we have some photos of her doing ballet when she was younger than Charlotte, maybe 7 or 8 years old. And I don't know the connection, but she went to Barnard in New York City and became a geologist studying rocks. But she loved going to the ballet. And then she spent 25 years with season tickets. Another science friend of hers from college, they went to the Kennedy Center. And I think about a year ago, Charlotte and I went down and saw a ballet at the Kennedy Center with her, which was really fascinating to see the live orchestra pit and all the musicians down there and the timing to play along with live music. We saw a Twyla Tharp show. We saw a couple of different ones. So I know my mom's looking forward to coming to see them dance. There's been a bunch of renovations at the Dart Center. They added an elevator, which is a pretty major addition and renovation. So now the university can accommodate a lot more people in terms of accessibility, not just for the ballet, but for theater and music and speakers that maybe the university couldn't get before. Now it's really nice to have that anybody can come enjoy it.
What surprises you this time as you're going through getting Clara?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, I did not think that party scene would be that difficult, but after 3 minutes dancing for that long or jumping, I am definitely out of breath and tired, which I didn't really expect from a scene with a bunch of little kids and it's a party.
Now, what time does rehearsal start?
I think probably 5 to 10
today.
I love long rehearsal hours.
Why?
Because I'm not dancing all the time, so sometimes me and my friends go we run up and down the stairs and we just explore.
This year I'm dancing all the time.
It's quite a scene. Oh, there's harder. Kids in the hallway grinding out homework and parents bringing meals, and you know, it's a pretty fast-paced thing. They cram a lot in 1 week.
We've just met 14-year-old Ava Smith, who is Clara, and 11-year-old Charlotte Smith, who is Fritz. They are sisters, and we met their father, too, the respected photographer Jamie Smith. And they've been talking with us about what it's like to dance in the Nutcracker Ballet. The Ballet Center at the Wilkes University Conservatory will present the Nutcracker Friday, December 19th at 7, and Saturday the 20th at 7. Also a matinee on Sunday the 21st at 2 at the Dorothy Dixon Dart Center for the Performing Arts on the campus of Wilkes University in Wilkes-Barre. Friday at 7, the 19th, Saturday the 20th at 7, and the 21st at 2, The Nutcracker, presented by the Ballet Center at the Wilkes University Conservatory. We have a chance to give you an email if you'd like some more information. conservatory@wilkes.edu, conservatory@wilkes.edu, or the phone number for information or to reserve tickets, area code 570-408-4426, 408-4426, area code 570.